Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the origins of volunteer firefighting.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The majority of fire departments in Ohio are powered not by professionals, but by volunteers. All week, we're looking into how this setup works and doesn't for Ohio communities. Today, member station IdeaStream Public Media's Abby Marshall looks at how the system came to be.
3 years ago, when a train derailment released a plume of toxic chemicals into the air of the rural town of East Palestine, resulting in mass evacuations, the first responder to roll up on the scene wasn't a chemist or a police officer or an engineer. It was a volunteer firefighter who had no idea what he was walking into. In a National Transportation Safety Board hearing 4 months later, local fire chief Keith Drabick said it was a miracle no one got hurt.
For that miracle, I am grateful to my fellow East Palestine Fire Department members, all of whom are volunteers.
There was more Drabick wanted to do to initially respond to the crisis, but he says it wasn't possible.
Small departments like ours and most volunteers departments in this country don't have the ability to send people to chase a train.
The East Palestine disaster is an extreme example of what volunteer firefighters are being asked to do all the time. The firefighters and EMS responders who staff a majority of Ohio departments are recovering bodies, responding to fatal car crashes, and running into burning buildings for little to no pay, armed with as few as 36 hours of training. Even before the derailment, a state task force sounded the alarm about volunteer fatalities, inadequate training, and a recruitment crisis. But Ohio's modern volunteer system has centuries-old roots that are difficult to untangle. Community bucket brigades in early colonial times inspired some of the first American volunteer departments in the 1700s. Unaffiliated with local governments, these fire societies were small, self-financed, and self-governed. Kenny Ribka of Cleveland's Western Reserve Fire Museum says it got to the point where different volunteer departments would scuffle over the right to fight a fire and collect the insurance paycheck after.
So there would actually be fist fights in the street in front of the fire building. They would take axes and cut the other fire company's hoses, and it was a mess.
So, in 1853, Cincinnati established the first professional and fully paid public fire department in the country.
So they decided to start paying the firefighters, and they took the current volunteer fire departments that were in existence and absorbed them into the city.
Many others in Ohio and in the nation followed, but not all were able to. Staffing a full-time department is expensive, especially in rural areas with smaller tax bases. Even to this day, nearly three-quarters of departments in Ohio are made up of volunteers. It's a system so flawed, the highest-ranking firefighter in the state says it puts the lives of volunteers and residents at risk.
The threats, the fire risks, the fire hazards, they've all increased.
That's Ohio State Fire Marshal Kevin Reardon.
Line of duty deaths, they've all increased.
IdeaStream Public Media's data analysis found that between 1990 and 2025, 57% of Ohio firefighter fatalities were volunteers. That's 10 percentage points higher than the national average of that same period. And residents are suffering too. Our analysis found that volunteer fire departments' response times are more than 2 minutes longer than full-time departments. The volunteer departments are often in sparsely populated rural areas where longer drives are a given. But Reardon says even so, the model just doesn't cut it.
They're not going to make any saves. With a 10-minute response time, you're not going to save anything or anybody.
And a crisis is looming. Service calls are up while recruitment is down. But even with the system's flaws, Ohioans across the state continue to put their lives on the line for their neighbors.
They do it because they want to help their community however they can.
All week, we'll look at the challenges the volunteers face as they seek to do that, the support they lack to do it safely, and possible solutions for the future of volunteer firefighting. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Abby Marshall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.